Thank you for joining us today for the Game Changer podcast. We are so glad that you've taken time out of your day or your morning to sit with us. We are continuing our series on the law of process, and today we're going to be talking about Caleb. I'll let you start by
I've been loving this series. I really have, and I think counting today, there might be one more in the series, and so I'm going to miss the series, but hopefully you're getting a lot out of it. You know, I have.
I want you to make sure that you get a hold of process, because that is where you and I differ.
That's my weakness.
That is definitely what I'm learning is
I don't like process. I don't know if you ever get to a place where you like process, but I think the point is to appreciate the process, appreciate what the process does. And it is a law. So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, hey, you know, really you need to work inside a process because that's how you get better. We're really bringing it down to the fact that the process itself is a law.
It's necessary.
Well, it's a law. And you know, the thing
is, laws can be broken. So I think it's necessary.
Well, sure it is, but they can be broken. But the reality is based on the fact that it's a law, then, you know, if you break it or if you refuse to appreciate it or work inside of it, it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. It just means that you don't always pick up the things that you're meant to pick up in the process. And so, you know, you mentioned Caleb. We've been talking about many people in the Bible. Today we're talking about Caleb, and we're basing it out of Joshua, the 14th chapter, starting in the 6th verse through the 12th verse. And, you know, check that out so you can actually look at, you know, that Caleb's obviously throughout the Old Testament, but, you know, the part we're going to focus on is, you know, the where Caleb comes on the scene as one of the 10 spies that they sent to Moses sent to the promised land to, you know, scout out, and how Caleb and Joshua, 2 out of the 10, came back with good reports. And then Caleb's process to inherit that, you know, began. He saw what God saw. He saw through the lens of God eyes. And a lot of times we get vision that way. A lot of times we get to start to our journey that way, right? We see the picture through the lens, and we see the finished product, and we get excited about it. But then the process begins, and that's where people lose it. And Caleb was a perfect example. We all often tout the fact that he saw something that the other 8 didn't see. You know, and that's a story in a sermon in itself. But really what I want to focus on is not just what he saw, but because of what he saw, he was willing to stick it out. And then ultimately, fast forward 40 years later, what happens in his life. And so you're fine.
I think you have to take a pause there, because mm-hmm. I think if you really think about it, when you're talking about looking through the lens of God, I think ultimately we often see the final product mm-hmm. and we don't see through the lens of God, which the lens of God is that there's a process to get there. And sometimes God reveals those as we go along, but we want the final product. We want the quick results. We want the instant gratification. We want the quick success. And we don't want to, go through that process.
Right. We in our spiritual journey, we desire quick results, instant success. We want breakthroughs and we want victories, without fully understanding the importance of the process. And so when we explore Caleb and his inspiring story, right, he was a man who embraced the law. And that's really what we're talking about, right? We're talking about embracing, that's a good word, embracing the law process and experiencing God's faithfulness along the way. And so learning from Caleb, his example, we will discover, I think, the significance of embracing the journey toward our promised blessings. And, you know, it starts dying in Joshua 14. It's when the children of Israel reached the promised land. Moses sent 12 spies, I'm sorry, not 10, 12 spies to explore the land of Canaan. And among them was Caleb, a man of faith, the Bible said, and unwavering trust in the Lord. And after 40 days of scouting, the spies returned with a mixed report. Most of them focused on the giants and the fortified cities. Caleb and Joshua, Caleb saw the immediate challenges just like they did, but he believed in God's promise.
That's good.
And I have down here a few points that we're going to go over. We'll go over 4 points, but the first one, and now we'll flip them. I'll do the first one, you do the second one, I'll do the third one, you do the fourth one, we can comment on, but I'll read the first one, you read the second one. But the first point here is faith expressed in patience. We don't like that word, right? If you don't like process, you probably don't like patience. But Caleb understood that the fulfillment of God's promise required patience and perseverance. And so for 40 years, that's a long time, right? He waited in the wilderness, trusting that God would lead them to the land flowing with milk and honey. And Caleb's faith expressed itself in patience, an essential quality when you're dealing with the law of process. We don't like patience. But Caleb waited 40 years. He's talking about waiting. Can you imagine? You see something, you believe in something, you buy in something, you have an unwavering faith, you believe in the promise, of God, and then you wait 40 years. Not only 40 years, but it's 40 years in the wilderness. So it's 40 years where you don't see fruit. It's 40 years where you don't see, things coming to fruition. But he trusted God would still do what he said he would do. And Caleb exemplified patience, which I think is an essential quality in the law process. We don't always get it when we want it. And we seldom do get it when we want it.
Well, patience is a fruit of the Spirit. So it's one of those things that are important and necessary. Mm-hmm. And I think it depends on the circumstances. I think in my own life, I'm patient about some things, but I'm not patient about other things. But I think it always comes back to allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you when to be patient and when not, because there's seasons of where you need to be okay in the waiting, mm-hmm. but there's times that you have to go out there and get it. So patience won't work because you'll be patient and never achieve what you want to achieve, right? So I think it's really important, again, to go back to having the Holy Spirit guide you. I always think about Proverbs 3:5-6, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your understanding, all your ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path, allowing him to direct it. And when he says, go. And I think sometimes for me personally, my struggle would be probably being too patient. Mm-hmm. Like I would just sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait, and I'd be waiting a really long time. But I think the key is sometimes you have to step out. So patience is good, but don't be so patient that you don't step out when God calls you to step out.
So the first point is faith expressed in patience. And why don't you tell the second point that Caleb modeled?
The second patient is a different spirit. In Joshua 14:8, it describes Caleb as having a different spirit. He did not allow the negative report of other spies to discourage him. Instead, he held on to the promises of God and remained steadfast in his faith. Caleb's unwavering spirit serves as an example to us to stay focused on God's faithfulness, regardless of the circumstances. And I think one of the key things, obviously, that he had a different spirit, and the spirit is the spirit of the Lord within him that caused him. There's been seasons where if I listened to what, people said, I would have not made the decisions I made, which ended up leading me into the fullness of what God had for me, right? If I would have listened to, people that said, hey, you can't do that, well then, and I wouldn't have done it, then maybe I wouldn't have accomplished some of the things that I've accomplished in life. So I feel like it's important to make sure you know who's in your court, who you should listen to, because there are people that God puts in your life also that you need to listen to. Like there are mm-hmm. spiritual mentors, and there's people that have maybe been through the same things and that they are able to encourage you, but also give you like, hey, don't step in that pothole. So I think you have to have a different spirit, but you have to lean into the Spirit of God to lead you as well. Not believe.
I love that. To me, that's always stood out, and I preached on this before as well. But that phrase, "different spirit," as well, stood out. Right? That's the way the Bible described Caleb, as having a different spirit. Different than what? We look at things. We look at being different. I mean, it's definitely the minority, because you had 12 people, and 10 out of the 12 came back, basically repeating what everyone else said, and this is why we can't do it. This is why we can't win. This is why we shouldn't go. And Caleb had a different spirit. It was a different spirit, because it was a spirit led by God. It was seeing it through the lens of faith. And
I stayed focused on his faithfulness and mm-hmm. his goodness and his promises. We had a short discussion today after a Make It Happen in the office, and it was like, We are a sum of everything that we've experienced, everything that we're a sum of that, meaning addition, but we are a product, which ultimately often represents multiplication. We are a product of the goodness of God, the fullness of God, the faithfulness of God, the love of God, the deliverance of God, the joy of God, the peace of God. If you listen to the negative, you have to make sure that you are staying not in the sum of the negative things that maybe have happened, but you recognize that you are a product of a God that withholds nothing from you, right? Mm-hmm. He's good and he's faithful, and all of his promises are yes and amen, that what he's done for me, he will do for you. What he's done for you, will do for me, that he withhold no good thing from you, that his desire is for you to be blessed. Now, our idea of blessing is not always the same idea that he has, right? So we a lot of times think of blessing as material things, but he will bless your soul in spite of what you're experiencing at that time.
Yeah, and we're kind of going out of order a little bit here, but so number one was faith expressed in patience. And so that was found in walking in the wilderness for 40 years. So even though that's the first point, the second point, a different spirit happened first. And, you know, he had a different spirit. And the reason we put it in that order is because, not because he didn't, the scripture that shows up, a different spirit happened first when he went in and he came back with a different report than everyone else. But then that same different spirit didn't leave him. It was the different spirit that he saw the victory, even when everyone else saw defeat. And then that different spirit's what carried him through the 40 years, which helped him express his faith and patience. And then the third point is, if you fast forward even to the end, and we're, you know, certainly taking this process and we're kind of going through it faster, but if you take it and go to the end, number three, wholehearted trust. Caleb exemplified wholehearted trust. In Joshua 14:9, Caleb confidently declared. So this is when they get into the promised land. Now, this whole generation, including the 10 spies that went in and came back with their evil report, them and everybody else, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, actually died off in the wilderness. So when they enter into the promised land in Joshua 14:9, Caleb confidently declared, he remembered what God had promised him. He said, "So here I am today, 85 years old. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now that I was then." Caleb's belief in God's promises fueled his wholehearted trust and enabled him to face the challenges fearlessly. His unwavering faith and trust in God demonstrates the law, process, and action. So here's Caleb, 85 years old, 40 years later, still walking in that different spirit. He saw the promises with a different spirit. He had expressed faith and patience with a different spirit. And then he had wholehearted trust that God, with a different spirit, God was going to do what he promised he would do, even though he was 85 years old. And he declared it in Joshua 14:9 with wholehearted trust. He didn't lose that different spirit.
That's good. I'm sure in that he still had seasons where he doubted or questioned, but it still always came back to, like, he still trusted God.
Right.
I mean, if I'm being honest about my walk of faith, that I've trusted God in certain things, but there was this little voice inside me that says, but can he, will he?
Right.
And you have to stir up inside of you, what is the promise of God? What has he declared over your life? What has he said? And go, hey, no, I'm going to choose to believe, not the voices in my head, not the naysayers to my left and my right, but I'm going to trust wholeheartedly that God is going to see me through this. And I think that's really hard, especially when you're facing resistance. You know, we talked about this today in our Make It Happen, is like, Bible study that was written through one of our other Bible plans, and one of the writers was someone that works here, and they talked about they're so focused on shoveling out the water out of their boat that they're not plugging it. You know, we have to be so focused, on where we're headed, and not be discouraged by maybe the water that's in our boat in this season. We need to acknowledge it, put a plug in it, like examine. I think sometimes when we're walking it through, we realize we can't be so focused that we don't examine what's going on in our life and make adjustments and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. I've definitely thought in myself, in seasons where maybe I was going through something and I really kind of in my mind had already determined it was the answer was going to come in this direction.
Yeah.
And so I start walking that way, but the Lord showed up in a different way. But right. it was because of my faithfulness of walking it out and trusting God that he showed up somewhere else and he met me in a different way, but he still fulfilled, you know, what I felt like the Lord was speaking to me. And maybe that'll speak to you differently, but I when trusting God, sometimes it doesn't end up the way or happen the way that I envision, but it's still nonetheless that God came through.
Read number four.
Number four, inheritance through obedience. Caleb's unwavering faith and obedience to God earned him an inheritance. In Joshua 14:12, Caleb said, "Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out as he said." Caleb's obedience and trust in God's promise positioned him to receive his portion of the promised land.
You know, what I got out of that is, you know, this is the thing that we all strive for, right? We all strive for, and we, you know, the promise and the inheritance. And, you know, that's the thing that we want. That's the, let's call it the sexy part of it. That's the victory. That's the glamorous part. Well, we don't get that without process. But Caleb, you know, I want to point out here that he received inheritance through obedience in the process, through obedience to the Lord, and God didn't forget. You know, and Caleb got to that place. And you know, knowing God and seeing how God has worked in my life and in your life. And then if you're watching or listening to this, you know this to be true as well. If you look back on every victory that God's brought in your life, his way is always better than our way. His result is always the best result. And so Caleb gets to this place, although it didn't happen the way he would have probably wanted it to happen initially or envisioned it to happen, it happened because God's not a man that he should lie. And an inheritance through obedience comes. It doesn't go away. It doesn't dissipate. It doesn't lie. God's not a man that he should lie. And, you know, his word will not return void. And that's encouraging to me because it shows me that if we can express faith and patience, if we can have a different spirit, if we can wholeheartedly trust in him, then we'll receive the inheritance through obedience, just like Caleb did. And that's the process.
You know, Caleb's life teaches us the importance of embracing the law of process in our spiritual journeys in our life. Mm-hmm. Just as Caleb patiently waited and trusted wholeheartedly and remained faithful to God's promises, we too must endure the process and hold on to God's faithfulness. Mm-hmm. So often we want to abandon the process, but I've really come to know that a lot of times the process is a building block to the final thing. We miss part of that building block, that they all build upon each other. But the challenges we face should not discourage us, but serve as opportunities of growth and development. As we walk in obedience and trust to God, we fulfill his promises in due time.
Due time. Not our time.
Yeah. Due time. In God's time.
Right.
And that's hard sometimes because we want everything now. That's the society we live in, instant gratification. Put my card in the machine, take out money, place an order, someone's at my door.
Right.
And if anybody went through Black Friday shopping, obviously deliveries were slower than normal. Mm-hmm. But let us remember that Caleb's example and willingness to embrace the process, knowing that God is faithful to bring us into our promised blessing.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the example of Caleb and his unwavering faith. God, help us, God, everyone listening right now, God, all of us, Lord, to embrace the law process in our lives, trusting in your timing and your faithfulness. Strengthen our patience, increase our trust, and give us the courage to walk in obedience. Father, we believe that as we embrace the process, you will fulfill your promises in our life.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I hope you guys got something out of this. Great story to go back and refresh and read. It's in Joshua 14. You can find the story of Caleb there. I pray that it encourages your faith. I pray this podcast and this series is encouraging your faith. If you are following us on social media, we'd love to see what God's doing in your life. Make sure you tag us. Share the podcast with someone. You can go to YouTube, subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and share it with someone that needs it. Also, make sure you comment. Tell us what God spoke to you through this podcast as well. We love to read your comments, and also you can find us on Spotify and Apple. Also, download our Game Changer app, Game Changer by IPD Agency. And that way you can stay connected with the Marketplace Ministry here at IPD Agency. Hey, listen, we look forward to bringing you the next episode of The Law Process, and we'll see you then.